Blog Talk Radio.
I just want you to know my love is true. Everything is all right when I'm alone with you. Hey family, this is Brian Christopher, R&B singer from Washington, D.C. Come start your day off with a little morning coffee with Flavor on Flavor News Radio.
Good morning, good morning, good morning, and welcome to Morning Coffee with Flavor with me. I'm awake. I'm actually pretty awake. Maybe my voice doesn't sound like it, but I'm here with you today, and thank you so much for getting up and starting the day with me here at the Coffee House, as we do every Wednesday. I hope you're doing well. I know I always say that, but I sincerely do. I hope you are doing well. I'm feeling pretty good. Projects are really working out for me right now, and life is feeling pretty good, you know, and it's almost Christmas. And I've been saying this, I'm feeling really good about the holidays this year. So you know what? I want to start out today with a very, very special piece by an amazing talent that I had on the leopard carpet with me this past Sunday. If you missed it, please go back and listen to my feature with Janiqua, who came to me all the way from Australia. She's an artist that is with Monarchy Records, a division of Spectrum Music Group. She's a beautiful soul, but a great, great singer. I want to share a very special piece with you. It's called What Christmas Means to Me, and it's featuring her children, Shanice and Isaiah.
everybody on their feet. It's a soulful Christmas day in so many ways. Chameleon set the pace.
Praise His holy name. His holy name.
If you're just tuning in, you're listening to Morning Coffee with Flav. I had to play a little Christmas. I had to play a little Christmas for you this morning. Almost got caught up and wanted to just keep playing Christmas music. Starting out today, I played What Christmas Means to Me by Miss Janiqua all the way over there in Sydney, Australia. And that particular piece is very special to her. It features her children, Shanice and Isaiah. Then I had to play a little bit of my dear, dear friend out there on the East Coast, G. Wright, and his cousin, Eureka Wright, with their rendition of Oh Holy Night. Guess what kind of music I'm going to be playing around my house this holiday season? I'm blessed. There's some amazing indie artists, you know, creating all kinds of music out there, you know, but I don't know, it's kind of special when it comes to the holiday, you know, and to be able to share some of their amazing holiday music with you too. So trust and believe up until Christmas I'll be sharing, you know, pieces that have come my way this year and prior years from the artists that I support here on Flava News Radio. But again, good morning. Welcome. Thank you so much for showing up and sharing this little bit of time with me here on what we call Hump Day, the middle of the week, Wednesday. This is my time to just kind of share with you some thoughts, some stories, some great music, and, you know, most importantly, be able to wish you a good, good day. So my baby girl's headed off to work, and have a good day. So anyway, what can I tell you? Well, some great things are happening. You know, I've been working on a project, and I don't want to say that I was necessarily stressed about it, but it was interesting and challenging. You know, when you get to see those pieces finally come together after your hard work, that kind of feels good. And so I kind of had a bit of a triumph yesterday, which feels great to me. also, you know what? Last night I had an opportunity to just spend some time with my kids watching The Voice. And you might say, well, okay, what's so special about that? What's so special about that is the fact that no, it doesn't happen very often. Even though we all live together in the same house, it really doesn't happen that often that we're actually in the same room, kind of laughing and enjoying what we're doing together. And, you know, it just happened last night. It felt good. Everybody was in a great mood. You know, we could talk about the music and why we liked it or why we didn't like it. And, you know, it was just good times. It's good times. Simple things like that make me happy. Another thing that happened at the end of the night was a colleague sent me a private message. And, you know, she lives clear across the country from me with some amazing news. Amazing news. And, you know, to just even have her think about me to share that news with was an honor. But it's always good to hear and connect with somebody who's doing well. I'm telling you that, man, if you're open to receive it and you can have those type of experiences, it makes you feel so good, so good. I know that there are a lot of people struggling this time of year. I know there are a lot of people who want to be loved and to be in love, you know, and there's sadness in many people's hearts. And, you know, there are times, and this time of year has been hard for me, you know, at points in my life because it was my mama's holiday. You know, and she passed in 99, and I miss her. I miss her so much. But, you know, when I look at my daddy every single day, him being 91 years old, I am so blessed to still have my daddy. And I know that he misses my mama a lot, you know, but my daddy's doing really, really good. He's doing really, really good. And, you know, to see him enjoy the Seahawks and cheering them on, and all, you know, that's a blessing for me, you know, that those are moments and memories that I will always, always cherish. And so I really believe, and it's working for me, that if you can let go, and if you can learn to forgive, and that probably the most important person you got to learn to forgive is yourself. How many times do we blame ourselves, get mad at ourselves for why something's happening? If we can learn to, you know, forgive ourselves and let go, I think those are really, really big steps. And for me, it is so freeing. I really believe that as I have really, really focused on that this year, because this wasn't the easiest of years for me. It wasn't. Maybe the last 2 years weren't easy for me. But, you know, I made it through. And I really believe because of my change in attitude and how I handle things now, that's why God is opening up the doors for me to step through. And the other thing is I'm ready to step through. I think that's the thing. Sometimes I think we block our blessings and we got to let go, you know, so we don't do that. You know, sometimes it's our time, but we don't even see it, right? So be ready to step through. There's some good things going on. And so last night it was good. It was really, really good, you know, to have this woman share this amazing, amazing news with me. So, you know, think about that. What great news can you really share with somebody else? Because I'm sure there's something you can share that makes you smile, some of the simple things. I've been posting up some videos on my Facebook that just make me smile. A young man who the camera's on him at a sporting event, and he gets up and he does his thing. He took his opportunity, didn't he? He took his opportunity, and he ended up winning the contest. You know, there's a video of some kids, you know, on a subway, pole dancing. Amazing, like, amazing stuff. Like, how do they learn to do that, you know, to an old lady, you know, doing the electric slide or whatever it is, you know. Sometimes music and dancing just can make you feel so good. But I think I want to play some more Christmas music for you. I want to play my girl Jolene over there in the UK with her friend Chris James, and this is called Get Close to You.
I'm missing you, girl. We'll be right back. girl, it's Christmas time and I'm missing you.
Well, are you gonna help me put the balls on the Christmas tree, Chris?
It'd be so good to just be around you during this time of the year.
What do you mean, just this time of the year?
You know, I think about you all the time because you truly are my angel.
And so are you, Chris.
Mm-hmm.
Keep it on Christmas today. I hope you don't mind. Maybe this will kind of help put you in the mood. Hopefully it's not going to make you sad. You know, hopefully it'll just make you feel loved and good. You know, I know it's kind of annoying when you go into the malls or you go certain places and, you know, all you hear is some kind of annoying Christmas music. But you know what? To me, today's music is feel-good music. It should make you smile. So I think I'm just going to sprinkle you with a little indie Christmas music today. And in that set, I played again my girl Jolene from the UK with her friend Chris James with their piece, Get Close to You. And then the last piece was Lloyd Watson with his rendition of This Christmas. My grandbaby, she just headed off to school. She makes me smile. She looked a little sleepy today. And she's been homesick for the last couple of days. The funny thing is that, you know, during the day, she seems to get better. At nighttime seems to be when she has the very, very deep congested cough, you know, to the point where, you know, she's, you know, throwing up and all that stuff. But, you know, during the day, she seems to liven up. And the funny thing is, yesterday, I was, you know, doing some work, you know, on my project, the film and music conference that's coming to Seattle this coming summer. And so I was working on that and, you know, working on some other things, and Kimora's sitting at the desk that's right behind me. She calls that her computer, my second computer. And she decided she wanted to do science class and art class. And the project yesterday was making a room or making a house. And she came up with this idea of putting together index cards to make the room and house. So, you know, I had to stop and do that. She was a little disappointed that grandpa, her great-grandpa, didn't do it with her. You know, she gave him all the tools to do it too. You know, but she was very happy that, you know, I did pretty good on my project. So she entertains me. That little girl, she just warms my heart to no end, to no end. Her energy, her spirit is just absolutely amazing. That I just, you know, I love being a grandma, and I love having her in the same house with me, that, you know, to be able to watch her from birth, you know, to now 5 years old, you know, grow up, and just all the things about her. I think she's amazing. Simple things, you know, warm my heart. I have to read something to you. This is how I started my day, and man, how can it not get any better than this? So I woke up to this message. It says, "Hello, Lady Flav. I just stopped by to thank you for all that you do and have done from the bottom of my heart. You are definitely very important to the achievements we have made, and I've got mad love and respect for you. Have another blessed day." Man, you know, to get messages like that, which doesn't happen too often, just warms my heart. And that right there means I've done something right, you know? Do we need validation for those, you know, to know that, you know, I definitely say all the time, you should know within your heart you're a good person or you've done some good things, you know, but when you get a message like that, that just tells me, Lady Flava, you know what, you made a difference for somebody. And I think that's all that we can strive to really, really do, is to, if nothing else, make a difference in the life of one person. And so I hold on to that. I probably will never delete that message, you know, because sometimes just having those things to go back to, you know, when you kind of have in a rough day or whatever, it's good stuff. It's really good stuff. So I'm not going to say who sent it to me, but I thank that person from the bottom of my heart, because that's my sunshine. Even though it's still dark outside, we've been experiencing some crazy, crazy fog, but that's my sunshine as I start this Wednesday morning. So, you know, simple things like that, just bring me so much joy. The other day I started out my day with somebody very close to me singing to me, and that meant a lot to me. I'm silly, but, you know, and I'm surrounded by artists, and it is not like I've never had artists sing for me, because they do, you know. I don't know, but something about, you know, when that person sang to me just is a great memory. It's a great memory. Think about these things that we can create. You know, when we do something kind for somebody else, and that person really loves and appreciates it, and it brings a smile to their face, we're creating memories. And those are the things that we need to hold on to when we have hard times, you know? So, I'm feeling good. Can you tell? Hey, you know what? Nothing better than feeling good. I'm going to keep it going with some Christmas music. I really hope that you don't mind. I'm going to play It's Christmas by Ronald Ferguson.
In the air, there's people shopping everywhere. They're searching for that special gift for a friend or a little kid. Oh, the mistletoe's candle show. Christmas lights are so bright, yeah. And as we're caroling through the night, under the stars that shine so bright,
let's share our love, share our love. Remember it's Christmas time. Let's show our love, show our love. Keep family and friends in mind. Let's share our love, share our love. Remember it's Christmas time. Let's show our love, show our love. Keep family and friends in mind.
We're
the open fire, telling stories all through the night. There's family home from out of town, spreading cheers with just a smile. Oh, the stockings hanging everywhere, the feel of love consumes the air. Says what Christmas is all about, spread some cheer, spread it all around.
Let's share our love, share our love. Remember it's Christmas time.
Oh, it's Christmas
time. Let's show
time.
Our love.
Let's show our love.
Keep every yeah. friends in mind.
Oh yeah, let's share our love.
Share our love.
Oh, yeah,
remember it's Christmas time.
Yeah.
Minds in tune and do like families do. Don't be so selfish, just be true. It's Christmas.
Yeah, what's up? This is Ronald Ferguson. I just want to wish everybody out there a Merry Christmas and a Happy New Year. See, this is a season of giving, caring, and sharing. So let's not just talk about it. Let's go out and be about it. Let's go out and show some love.
Remember it's Christmas time, let's show our love,
show our love.
Keep family and friends in mind.
Oh, let's take the time.
Let's take the time to show our love.
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 Said I play it again, Ronald Ferguson with It's Christmas, and then this last piece by Norm Evans, A Joyful Noise. So I hope you're feeling good. Are you feeling good? You know, it's hump day. We're halfway through the week. For most people, that means something. For those of us that work, you know, in a sense, 24/7 without a day off, you know, still it's the middle of the week, right? I used to laugh when I'd see people, you know, post up about, you know, it being hump day. And that hasn't meant anything to me for a very long time. You know, when I had my coffee house, I worked 6 days a week from morning till night. I had one day off. And that one day off basically was for me to do laundry and things. And then, you know, when I closed Flava, I took a weekend job. And so my work week, you know, started Fridays, you know, and ended, you know, Sunday. And so it was like, hump day? What does that really mean? But, you know, I know that most people out there that work, you know, Wednesdays, you know, really kind of mean something. Weekends really kind of means something. So I'm okay with acknowledging that. Should we call it sun is coming out? Well, let's just say that the day is getting started and I'm looking out the window. It is really foggy out there. It's really, really foggy. It's been pretty cold, but the temperatures are warmer. I know at least we're very, very blessed compared to other parts of the country that's had snow, right? Kind of crazy. Definitely, definitely crazy. You know, this is when I tell people all the time, we really can't complain up here in Seattle because we've got it very, very mild compared to other, you know, parts of our own country and other parts of the world. So I feel extremely blessed by all of that. But I want to thank you, you know, for sharing this time with me today. You didn't have to. You didn't have to, but you did. And that means more to me than anything. I hope that when you come and you hang out with me at the coffee house, whether it's for morning coffee with Flava or just Flava Coffee House online, that you get something out of it. You keep coming back, so I'm going to say that you must, right? You keep coming back. I hope you enjoy the features that I do with the amazing indie talents that are coming my way. Come 2014, I'm really excited because I get to take the leopard carpet to another level. I'll be having guests on such as Adina Howard and Tony Terry. I have been asked to, you know, be the station to feature the artists that are signed to all of the Spectrum Music Group record labels. So far I've had Janiqua from Australia. She's with Monarchy Records. And prior to that I had Danye Goodman, who is signed to Spectra Jazz. So it's getting bigger. It's getting better. I'm being exposed to some amazing things. And again, like I said at the beginning of the show, I really believe it's because I started to really let go. I started changing my attitude. Even when I get frustrated, because trust and believe, it does not mean that I don't get angry and frustrated, because I do. And sometimes I'm really lucky I have people I can talk it through. I think that's really important, to be able to talk it through with someone. Sometimes when we just get it out, that's what we need to do. But once we get it out, we talk about it, even if it's a few times. At some point, we can't carry it on too far. We got to let it go, because negativity should never be allowed to live and fester, you know? So you just kind of got to squash it and kick it to the curb and just keep moving forward, because life is just going to throw us challenges. We're always going to run into situations that make us uncomfortable, make us sad, make us angry, you know, but it's how we choose to respond to those situations that we have a control of. We can't control what's going to come at us from the outside, right? But we can control and how it affects us, how we react. So I'm going to really, really encourage you, really, really, really encourage you to let go of some of the baggage that's weighing you down. Don't take it into the new year with you. You'd be surprised. You'd be surprised what you experience once you let go. And again, I know forgiveness and forgiving is not an easy thing to do. And, you know, maybe it wasn't meant for me to really get it until I turned, you know, 53. But I get it now. I do. I get it now in how much that has impacted my world. In being able to say, I forgive you, even if it's not even out loud, even if it's just something that's within myself that is said. You know, there's something to just being able to let go. And so that's what I wish for you. I really believe if those things you can find a way to accomplish for yourself, you will find 2014 is going to be a great year, and that God is just going to open you up to many, many blessings to come your way, because you got to be ready. You got to be ready to walk through those doors when they happen, right? So, again, I want to thank you, you know, for hanging out with me today. It's all about some Christmas music. I'm sorry. I hope you're okay with that. I'm going to close out the show with some Christmas music. I got to play another piece by my dear friend G. Wright. He just makes me smile. Yesterday he posted up a piece, just singing a little snippet, right? But to hear somebody who can do that a cappella and with the purity of his voice, I was so happy. I was so happy to hear it. So I want to play his piece. It's called Love. Again, this is by my dear, dear friend, gospel recording artist, G. Wright.
Words can never express the joy I feel inside. I cannot hide. At this moment, I remember the love we shared on Christmas Day. Going to church on Christmas Eve, open up the Christmas.
God sent His Son. We now have hope. We celebrate love today. I remember the good and the bad. More importantly, the love we've always had. This Christmas, share joy.
Share joy.
That God given us.
Wonderful Counselor, Mighty God, Everlasting Father, Prince of Peace. Because of this,
Christmas.
Happy Christmas
and a happy new year.
Happy Christmas.
Happy Christmas.
Well, we've come to the end of our show today, and I hope you're feeling good. I hope this made you smile. It warmed your heart. I hope I shared something that made sense to you. Sometimes I know I can get to rambling, and maybe it just makes sense to me, right? But I hope that you feel my sincerity. I hope that you understand that I really only want the best for myself and for others. And I know, like for me, I try really hard to live by example. And I recognize that that's what I see in other people. You know, I watch how other people do it. I learn from them. And so I hope that I share something that you can learn from me too. I care deeply. That's why I do these shows. That's why I support artists. And that's why I really, really believe this is my calling, is to support the artists that aren't out there in that big, big spotlight. This is just my little way of just saying, you know what? I am waving my leopard pom-poms for you over here in Seattle, Washington. And I am, and I know that I always will. So have a great, great day. Know that you matter. You matter to me. And let's do this again next Wednesday. We do it 7 a.m. Pacific Standard Time with my groggy voice going into 10 a.m. out there on the East Coast. And I don't know what time, 18 hours later in Australia, I've learned. But we do this every Wednesday, and it's not necessarily about me talking about, you know, music industry stuff. It's just about me sharing some great indie artists, as always, some thoughts, some stories, and, you know, just sharing this time with you early for me on a Wednesday morning here in Seattle. So take care, God bless, and have a great, great day.